FBI begins arresting and charging violent anti-ICE harassers. By Warner Todd Houston on October 30, 2025. The FBI has begun arresting many violent protesters for interfering in federal immigration enforcement operations, including a progressive candidate for Congress in Chicago. The feds have charged Kata Buazale, a 9th Congressional District Democrat candidate for Congress, and five other Chicagoans with conspiracy to impede or injure federal law enforcement officers, according to reports. "No one is above the law and no one has the right to obstruct it," Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche said in a public statement. "Federal agents perform dangerous, essential work every single day to enforce our immigration laws and keep our communities safe. When individuals resort to force or intimidation to interfere with that mission, they attack not only the agents themselves but the rule of law they represent. The Department of Justice will never tolerate such conduct and will continue to hold accountable anyone who seeks to impede lawful federal operations." The FBI has zero tolerance for forcible criminal conduct against law enforcement officers engaged in their lawful functions, added FBI SACDI Podesta. "Impeding federal officers performing their duties or conspiring to do so are criminal offenses. The people of Chicagoland deserve safe communities and peaceful streets, and the FBI and our partners will continue to investigate and hold accountable those who undermine the rule of law through criminal activity." Abuazale, a former writer for the extreme, left-wing, activist outlet Media Matters, moved to Chicago from Washington, D.C. a year ago and immediately launched a bid for Congress despite having no history or voting record in the Windy City or the state of Illinois. "She only registered to vote in the state in September and doesn't even live in the district she is supposedly running to represent." The carpetbagger candidate was arrested after one of her numerous rounds of protesting against ICE in the Chicago suburb of Broadview after officials said she attempted to block an ICE vehicle in a federal facility's driveway. At the Broadview ICE facility, an ICE agent tried to run dozens of protesters over with an SUV as we walked on a public crosswalk. He kept driving for about a full football field until ICE barraged us with pepper balls. Image or embed. Kata Buazale, at katmabu.bisky.social, September 26, 2025 at 8:59 a.m. Abuazale is far from the only protester arrested and charged for assaulting federal officers, and the feds are ramping up the policy of arresting those who interfere with immigration enforcement activities. On Wednesday, FBI Director Kash Patel announced that 9 violent protesters were arrested in Los Angeles for an incident where agitators threw Molotov cocktails at federal officers. The FBI today arrested 9 violent agitators in Los Angeles for their roles in a June protest where law enforcement officers were trapped under a bridge and attacked with Molotov cocktails. "Violence against those who protect our communities will never be tolerated. This FBI." FBI Director Kash Patel. FBI Director Kash, October 29, 2025. The FBI's LA office posted further information about the incident and arrests, noting, "While many demonstrators peacefully exercised their First Amendment rights to protest, some individuals violently obstructed, impeded, or interfered with law enforcement officers." The announcement added that the agitators engaged in private property destruction as well as injuring several federal law enforcement officers. The attack became so violent that even the LA police ultimately declared an unlawful assembly. As part of Operation A Bridge Too Far, 9 defendants were charged and arrested in connection with obstructing, impeding, and interfering with law enforcement during a civil disorder, stemming from violence against California Highway Patrol officers in downtown Los Angeles. pic.twitter.com/3t5mikep. FBI Los Angeles, at FBI Los Angeles, October 29, 2025. Anti-ICE rioters in LA are throwing concrete blocks and lime scooters at police on the street below. The situation is escalating. pic.twitter.com/ikpazoo. The Postmillennial, at The Postmillennial, June 9, 2025. Further, the FBI is seeking information on more than 24 others who were spotted at the June 8 riot. The FBI is seeking the following individuals in connection with violence against people and property related to anti-immigration enforcement protests on June 8, 2015. Additional photos for each identified subject is available by contacting the FBI's Los Angeles field office. See pic.twitter.com/BCG or Yatley. FBI Los Angeles, FBI Los Angeles, October 29, 2025. Acting U.S. Attorney for the Central District of California Bill Esaley also warned protesters that violence against ICE officers will land them in jail, writing, "Zero tolerance. During the summer we warned the public that anyone who engages in any violence will eventually be brought to justice. Zero tolerance. During the summer we warned the public that anyone who engages in any violence will eventually be brought to justice. Today we are delivering on that promise and will continue to hold those who violated the law accountable." Acting U.S. Attorney Bill Esaley, at USATI Esaley, October 29, 2025. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston. Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at x/Twitter at WT Houston.